Welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Hi, I'm Irene Watson. I'm your host for today. Well, today I'm really delighted to be speaking on the phone with Meredith Burton. She is the author of a young reader Christian fantasy novel, Crimlia. Also assisting me is Madeline McElroy, and she is the reviewer for ReadAview's Kids, so this should be a really interesting interview. But before we talk to Meredith, I want you to know a little about her. Meredith Burton was born on July 4, 1983. As a result of premature birth, she was placed under oxygen for 3 months to develop her lungs. She developed rhinopathy after prematurity. Meredith attended the Tennessee School for the Blind in Nashville, where she participated in forensics, choir, and theater classes. She had then attended Middle Tennessee State University and received her bachelor's degree in English and theater. She is a certified English teacher for grades 7 to 12. Meredith lives in Lynchburg, Tennessee. She is a voracious reader. Her favorite genres are fantasy, mystery, and suspense, as well as historical fiction and biblical commentary. Her favorite fiction book of all time is To Kill a Mockingbird by Lee Harper. Her favorite fiction book of all time is To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee, and her favorite nonfiction book is The Holy Bible. She loves shopping, spending time with her family, and swimming. Hi, Meredith.
Hello there.
And hi, Madeline.
Hi.
Well, I'm sure glad to have Madeline helping me today. Before we get going on asking you questions, Meredith, how about just giving us just a brief overview of what your book is all about?
Okay, this book, it's a fantasy novel. I guess the broad category would be a Christian fantasy. It's a story about two teenagers. They're 13-year-olds, and Hannah Wilkins is blind, and Brandon Pringle has a spinal injury that makes it difficult for him to walk properly. He limps very badly. He actually wears a leg brace. And they were actually involved in the same accident that caused these physical disabilities to happen to them. And one day as they're going to school, their bus collides with a deer, and they are catapulted into this world called Crimlia. And they have to free the citizens of Crimlia from a tyrant, from an evil queen. You know, there's a prophecy that says that a blind girl and a crippled boy will bring an end to evil story. And so they meet several people there, and one of the people they meet is a baker named Jamal. Through his help and through the friendship with some other people, they're able to go up against this evil, this horrible queen, and work to fight the evil forces in the land. So that's kind of a brief synopsis. Of course, there's more.
Of course. Now, you had mentioned that it's that Christian fiction. And
yeah.
So just give me a, sort of a basis as to how Christianity comes into this story.
And I think when readers actually start, especially when they get to chapter 2, a lot of the parallels will be fairly, some of them will jump out, some of them might not be as obvious, but the book was inspired quite a bit by certain scriptural references. And the main way that it is Christian fiction is the Jamal character is a baker, and it's based on the book of John. And in the Gospel of John, there's a lot of figurative metaphors that Jesus Christ uses to describe himself. And the one that stood out to me is John 6:35, where Jesus says he is the bread of life. And in my mind, I could just picture a baker,
mm-hmm.
a baker character. And so the main thing about this book, it's self-discovery journey, too. And so there's a lot of fantasy elements that some of the symbols will jump out fairly quickly.
Why did you decide to make it like the story of Jesus?
The story is not preachy. I don't mean it to be a sermon in any way, but I just wanted an entertaining story that might hopefully point people to the Bible. It might make them want to read the actual source, but the story itself, it's a story about handicaps and kind of looking at them through the biblical perspective. And that's kind of one of the main reasons I wanted to write it, was to maybe whet people's appetite and get them interested. So that's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a question. You mentioned handicapped. You used handicapped characters in your book. And
yeah.
Is there a reason why you chose to use handicapped children?
There is. I am blind, and there are not many fantasy novels out there with characters who have physical challenges. And I just kept wondering, how would it be if there were disabled characters in a story that is the fantasy genre? How would they be used to fight evil forces, and what could they do? You know, there's so many good books out there with the sword fighting, and, you know, books I read, I just read them all the time, and they're wonderful. But, of course, people with handicaps. So I wanted a book where it was where the instruments they used to fight the evil could be used in our world too. Like there's things that directly correspond with the gifts that Hannah and Brandon have. And so, being blind, I really wanted to tell a story to make people aware about disabilities,
uh-huh.
and to make them interested, and just to show that we who have physical handicaps have a lot to contribute to society, and we have a role to play, and often we are overlooked, not intentionally, but it just happens, you know. So that's why I wanted to write it.
Maddie, I have a question for you. Is this?
I also have another.
Oh, you have another question too? Okay. Well, let me just ask you the question first here, because it's kind of in what she had said. And so, is this the first time that you've read a fantasy book that has disabled characters?
Yeah.
And so, what difference did you find reading, you know, I know you've read a lot of other fantasy books that you really enjoyed, and then reading this one with children that actually had disabilities, what difference was there for you?
That Hannah, that she could work all day being blind,
uh-huh.
and like do all those chores and stuff.
Uh-huh. And really the handicap wasn't really a handicap for her. She was still able to do whatever she wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Meredith, a lot of the books that are fantasy and that the kids like Maddie do like are not Christian-based. And, you know, I think that probably some of the most popular ones that really got into our society was the Harry Potter. And I know that in some Christian-based circles, those fantasy books are really not looked at favorably. And I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Actually, if you think of the Narnia books, you know how popular the Narnia books are,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
by C.S. Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
He was a devout Christian, and look how popular those books are. But really, the goal of someone who's writing these books, or at least my goal, is to tell a story. And if people glean those insights from it, then that's wonderful. And I'm very thrilled when they do, but it's meant to just to be a story, and meant to hopefully entertain, and also send out a message of good triumphing over evil, or at least fighting against evil. And so I think that's why these fantasy novels are so popular, is that there are just, you know, of course Harry Potter is a wizard, but, you know, he was treated just horribly by the Dursleys, that horrible Dursley family,
mm-hmm.
and all of that. And it's just people who are small, or like the underdog, coming up against just these seemingly impossible odds and really taking a stand. And I think that's why they're so popular.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, even if you are a Christian author, that's what you're trying to do, is show that.
Mm-hmm.
People can come up against large forces and things of that nature. So I think that's why they're so popular.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Inside Scoop Live is a global internet-based broadcast specializing in interviewing published authors about their current books and areas of expertise. I'm Juanita Watson, the host of the show, and invite you to join me as I bring to the air both well-known and upcoming writers. You will hear my guests talk candidly about their books, their life experience, specific topics, and the business of being an author in today's literary world. Always interesting and current, my intention is to bring our audience high-quality discussions that spotlight a vast diversity of authors in the field today. Our interviews are syndicated and archived for availability 24/7 through direct podcast and MP3 download. And as always, I love to hear from listeners. Have a look at our website, InsideScoopLive.com. Send me an email, comment on previous guests, and let me know who you'd like to hear on the show. I'll do my best to bring you your favorite authors live and direct.
Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. Today I'm talking with author Meredith Burton, author of Prim Leah, a young reader fantasy novel with Christian basis. Stay tuned because there's just so much more to come from Madeline as well. And by the way, Meredith's website address is primleah.tateauthor.com.
But some Christian fantasies are better than others, of course. But there's a lot of really good Christian writers like Wayne Thomas Batson and people of that nature, and they write just excellently well. So they're fairly popular, some of them. So good question.
Maddie?
Did that answer it at all?
Yes, it did. Thanks. Maddie, do you have another question?
One thing I liked about it is like what you did with the Adam and Eve thing with the roses and the perfume.
Yes. Yeah. That was one of my favorite parts to write. Thank you.
I also liked it how the queen could also turn into that serpent.
Oh, yes. she wasn't very nice, was she?
And one thing I also thought that made it feel really, like, beautiful and stuff is when they, before the throne room, they walk into on all those bird cages and those birds are chirping.
Mm-hmm.
And how
yes,
Hannah had that, because those birds were, like, trapped, and how Hannah had that flute, and she played that, and it was, like, giving, and it was, like, making the queen's power go away.
Yes, I love music, and I think, you know, anytime you hear music, they always talk about music having the power to soothe things and to make a difference. And, you know, anytime you go to a concert or hear music, you do. It's like it does have a power. Music is Hannah's talent, so Jamal gives her an instrument. It's like it is like a flute. It's called in the book
long.
It's called a longolia. Longolia. And so I love the idea of music being used to help take the evil power away. I sure did. But thank you.
I also liked it how you made that. When Hannah would bring stuff to Jamal that he wouldn't even eat the stuff that he was given.
Right, and that's hard with him being a baker. You know, food. He had a sweet tooth and everything, but like you know, Salak food was evil, and it, if you ate it, it gave you. Desire to do bad things, and so he didn't eat for, I think it was nearly 40 days, wasn't it?
So, wow, yeah.
So food plays a very, very big role in the book. So, those are some good points. I'm so glad you liked it.
You're welcome.
The book also, Prim Leah, Meredith, that you have written, it sort of has a reflection that the reader can actually go with the characters and look at their own self-image. And
oh, yes, ma'am. Let's see, self-image was very important to me when writing it. Ms. Madeline actually reading it, she knows that Hannah is overweight, and it's an issue that I've dealt with during my life, and I advocate healthy living definitely, but there's a point where in our society we're just bombarded with images of the perfect supermodel type girls and the handsome perfect boys, and I wanted a book where the characters were not average looking. In fact, I make a point of saying that Jamal, the Baker character, is not a handsome person, and his voice is not a cultured voice. And, of course, with Hannah's weight issue, and she's teased a lot about that. But it's an issue that I wanted to address and have characters that were not your average run-of-the-mill heroes and heroines. And I just wanted to address that issue. I thought that's something that really stuck in my mind when writing it.
And that's a really good point. I think that what you made is, you know, just showing that, no, we're not all the perfect model type of people. And, man, after all, we are humans, and we come in all shapes and sizes and colors, and, you know, everything about us is different. And it's a good thing, because it'd be very boring. But when you wrote, did you actually have any of the characters besides, you know, the issue that you were just talking about, of your own self going to any of the characters or basing some of the characters on people that you know?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, they always say your first book, there are some points of autobiography in it. You actually plagiarize from your own life.
Mm-hmm.
So some of Hannah's attitudes are similar to mine, like I pointed out the weight issue, things of that nature. And let's see. One of the characters actually was based on a teacher I knew, and that's actually part of Jamal's character. It was actually a female teacher that was my music teacher, and I was very shy, very introverted in school. And I met her in the seventh grade, and one day she heard me sing. I stood in the background, and I was always in the choir, but she actually heard me singing, and she was a new teacher, and she really encouraged me to take voice lessons and get into singing. And so when Jamal gives Hannah the longolia, or the flute-like instrument, I really thought of my music teacher with that instance of the book, because she really got me to come out of my shell and get me into music and things like that. So,
that's great.
Those were the main ones that were inspired. So.
Great story. Madeline, do you have any other questions?
No.
Okay. Meredith? What is your website address?
My website address is http://crimlia, that's C-R-I-M-I-L-I-A .tateauthor.com.
Great. crimlia.tateauthor.com. Thank you so much, Meredith, for showing up on Inside Scoop Live and talking to us about your book, Crimlia. It sounds like a fantastic fantasy book for the young reader. And Madeline, thank you so much for coming and helping me and asking the questions of Meredith, but also not only that, but just telling her what parts of the book that you like. It's really important for authors to hear that, because I know that they spend hours and hours, like Meredith did, writing, and, you know, in the end kind of wondering if people will really like it. And for you to tell Meredith, Madeline, what you liked about the book was really important. Thank you so much.
That meant a lot. I'm so glad.
Mm-hmm. And, as an author, I know it's really great to hear somebody liking your book. So that was great.
Totally.
So there you go, listeners. We've just been talking to Meredith Burton. She is the author of Crimlia, and Maddie McElroy, the reviewer that reviewed the book. And, of course, as you had heard, she just really enjoyed it. Thank you very much for listening. And this is Irene Watson with Inside Scoop Live. Bye for now.